White J.E. White Emma. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 1st, 1900. Children, Edson and Emma. I wish you a happy new year. I am very grateful to my Heavenly Father that through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He has spared my life and given me all spiritual blessings, and I praise His holy name. I am as active in walking as at any period in my life, and how thankful I should be for this. I walk about the house and a short distance with Willie, but there can be no presumption on my part. If I go a little farther than I should, I have to pay the penalty in suffering with my hip. We see a great work to be done, only 27 miles and 25 miles from here. Several have decided to obey the truth, and some of the most precious are now keeping the Sabbath in the settlement called Greta, that is 4 miles distant. 20 came from this place, walked, both men and women, to an evening meeting. This is a mining district, and all the chance they have is on holidays, Sundays, and evenings. Brother Hickox is doing good work in that place, himself and wife. She is a good trained singer, and this is her talent, as well as being a good Bible worker. She is welcomed anywhere and everywhere they go. I have still another request to make of you. Will you see if May Walling is in Battle Creek? If she is, tell her I will be pleased to see her in Australia. I would write direct to these girls, but I do not know where to address my letter. If May would come to Australia to do work as a nurse, she will find plenty to do. Brother Rand opens a little treatment building, not so small, but small in comparison with the large institutions. It is in Hamilton, 6 miles from Newcastle toward Maitland, and every place is to be worked from Newcastle to Maitland. There are places similar to, but on a very infant scale compared with Auckland. But nevertheless, it, Hamilton, answers the same purpose that Auckland does to San Francisco. The wealthy businessmen live there. There was a large building fitted up with 3 full baths and sweat room, and all pipes are heated by a large furnace, so that is very convenient. Then there is the health retreat that will have to have workers. I have talked to W.C. White. He thinks I should send for her to come. She may draw money from the Review and Herald office, and then draw from Pacific Press on my account to complete the journey. The party is coming, and I hope she will be one among the party, as I have signified I would be pleased to have her come. I will consider this writing sufficient to help May Walling, and charge to my account. I will settle the amount with the officers who shall grant this favor. Willie White was called to Sydney yesterday morning by telegram to meet Brother Salisbury from Melbourne on important business. I shall meet him on the sanitarium farm today, I expect, unless he shall think it necessary to go to Melbourne. I have sent for 4 or 5 large volumes of Barnes' notes on the Bible. I think they are in Battle Creek, in my house now sold, somewhere with my books. I hope you will see that my property, if I have any, is cared for and not scattered as common property everywhere. I may never visit America again, and my best books should come to me when it is convenient. I hope the sanitarium will not be left too much to Dr. Kellogg and become feeble because another institution is going up close to it. We must look to God in prayer. For just as surely as Dr. Kellogg runs the sanitarium after his own judgment, he will be removed and another take his place. I hope that will never be, but the Lord will work for His own name's glory. God should be exalted and the truth be honored in all our institutions. This is essential in all the institutions that shall be created to become instrumentalities for God, essential for the saving of souls and restoration from habits destructive to the human system, habits that have been carried on through a lifetime by plucking and eating of a tree of knowledge which God has forbidden. When man has taken the lines in his own hands to guide and drive, he will be rewarded, for the work of God will reveal terrible mistakes. Reason becomes blinded with even the greatness of light, unless that agency is under the yoke of Christ. Some plan will be devised every day when Satan thinks he can lend a hand to sow his tares among the wheat. Vice is not to be commingled with virtue, and the cry may have to go forth in no weakened tones, even now, while missionary work is being done. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith God. And touch not the unholy thing, and I will receive you. God is now working for his people. But how many do not recognize the work of God from a strange work? Drawing aside the veil, which conceals the glory of God, shows him in his place, high and holy and lifted up, not in a state of solitude, but surrounded by 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of holy, happy beings. Every one is waiting to bear his message, to do God's bidding. All heaven is in active communication with every part of the universe through a variety of channels. And that Holy One is actually stooping, bending from his throne, listening to every sound uttered, observing the movements of every earthly power, from the highest being condescending to the lowliest, approving or condemning every action which is developed. God is interested in the oppressed and sends messengers to engage in the work in connection with the gospel for the beings who have corrupted their whole mind and thoughts. While they are placed in connection with truth and righteousness, unless they become righteous themselves, they will contaminate others. There is a work to be done in our world, but if the way of the Lord is not distinctly followed to put them in the way of life through conversion, there is reason to be afraid lest Satan shall introduce himself to work the abandoned ones our institutions undertake to help. Satan is playing a game of life for the souls of men and women for whom Christ has died. In our zeal to do a work for the Lord, we must be sure we are not going before Christ, in the place of following after Christ. There may be intense interest in this country in these lines, and the real, solid forces that will have the qualifications of character to manage under the Holy Spirit's power. The very hardest, lowest people who have been steeped in sin and guilt may be converted. But this is not a safe thing for us to undertake with the present facilities. We are not prepared to make a work successful in these lines in New South Wales. We are not called to try this kind of work. Mother.